Today is Monday the 3rd of March in the 8th week of Ordinary Time.
Surrender all to you, the past, the years to come, right now. With every breath I bring to you, my hopes and fears and long discarded dreams.
Karen Money sings Surrender.
Before I lose my nerve and change my mind, tear to shreds my safety net and rip up every backup plan I make. If I could only see
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honour your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.
This is a big challenge, especially for those of us in the Western world, where you could think that our entire purpose is to have more, earn more, and own more. Can you see yourself as the man who asks Jesus the question and walks away grieving? Why is giving things up so difficult? Jesus came that we may have life to the full and have treasure in heaven, not on earth. Do these two things combine, having life to the full but having our treasure in heaven? As you listen to the reading again, notice that small phrase, that Jesus looked on him and loved him, and imagine the immensity of that love. Think how much you would be willing to give up for someone you loved. Try to let God's love for you touch your heart.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honour your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God."
Archbishop Oscar Romero once said that as followers of Christ, we are called not to have more, but to be more. What more do you feel God calling you to be? Can you talk to God about that now? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.